Proverbs for the day, December the 17th, Proverbs 17, verses 27 and 28. He that hath knowledge spareth his words, and a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. Even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise, and he that shutteth his lips is esteemed a man of understanding. Pardon the pun, but that was a mouthful, huh? All right, now, let's look at this for a moment, and let's look at silence is golden. Silence is golden. You see, some people to this day still call you giving your opinions, speaking your piece. It comes from the King James Bible. Verse 28, even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise. So speaking your peace is something that you find in your Bible. Haven't you ever heard it said, better to keep your mouth shut and let people think you're stupid than to open your mouth and remove all doubt? Oh, man. This Bible's amazing, folks. I mean, honestly, it just never wears out. I never get tired of it. It wears me out every now and then, puts a whooping on me, but it needs to. It needs to. Let's look at three things out of these two verses for our devotion today. Number one, don't readily speak your mind. He that hath knowledge spareth his words, and a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. And there are times, here he said, there are times when we shouldn't readily speak our mind. And there are times, occasional times, to speak. And so what we need to do is we need to make them the exception, not the rule. The old cowboy preacher, Brother Wood, used to say, a Baptist preacher is a man who meets every situation with an open mouth and a closed mind. And there's a fair bit to that. He knew what he's talking about. There's knowledge that might not be at your access right now. And most likely there is. There's always more to know. Okay? So don't readily speak your mind. One fellow used to say, you know, I gave them a piece of my mind, and a fellow said, well, that's not very good because you didn't have very much to spare. And I think you know most of those old jokes. But they remind us that here in this passage of Scripture, he that hath knowledge spareth his words. Have you ever watched little children, how desperate they are to let you know what little bit they know or have learned? And notice it's about a spirit. In verse 27, a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. An excellent spirit. So, not readily speaking your mind is associated with having an excellent spirit. Let us remember that. So today, and it might be something you need to say, well, Lord, sorry I spoke so much yesterday, but today, keep it in mind as you head out. Number one, don't readily speak your mind. Number two, don't reveal your foolishness. Even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise. Now, I realize God will knock some of that out of you later. So the best thing to do is just keep it to yourself now. I mean, truly, why get the reputation of saying things foolishly? You know, I still have, when I think of these kind of things, I have to this day a picture standing almost within arm's reach of some recruits going through training at Camp Pendleton. And they're doing their first basic stage obstacle course, and one was having trouble getting over top of the bars. And all of a sudden, as this hardened, tough drill instructor standing there, a recruit comes up from further up the obstacle course and addresses the DI and tries to give, I'm sorry, but tries to give a suggestion to the drill instructor. Now, if you don't think that's comical, you don't have a sense of humor or you don't understand training. And basically that drill instructor let him know that it was not a good idea for him to come back and try to help the drill instructor know how to teach that troop to get over there. You know, here's what waiting to speak does. It purifies you. It makes you wiser. See, instead of talking 100% of the time and being wise 30% of that time, if you don't readily speak your mind and don't reveal your foolishness, it'll make you wise 90 to 100% of the time because you're cutting out that other 70% of foolishness. So the idea is just wait. You don't have to voice your opinion. You don't have to let people know if you had that right idea or not. And so the third thing then in verse 27, 28 combined is don't resist silence. See, the Holy Ghost will be trying to get you to be silent. Your conscience from these verses will try to get you to be silent. Don't resist it. Don't resist the silence. Don't fight it. Don't force yourself to speak. Be silent. It won't hurt you. You might think your boiler is going to explode for a while just because you're so used to having something to say, or you might be scared to death someone else is going to come up with it before you do. But that's not the point. The point of the whole thing is that you don't personally have to speak all the time, and so you don't reveal your foolishness all the time, and you wait, and you choose your spots. Okay? And what it does, it helps you to give out wise words more often, but it also helps you to learn not to resist silence. Silence is not a bad thing. Have you ever noticed when you're nervous, if you're doing something, that silence, a second of silence seems like a long time? I mean, right now, if we pause, we're going to pause for about 3 seconds. Watch. That seemed like a long time, didn't it? You may have been tapping on the computer, or tapping on your phone or your iPod, whatever it is, and you're like, oh, lost connection. What happened? Wow, a whole 3 seconds. I've done this experiment before with people, you know, and make sure there's no clocks, watches, etc. around, and have them try to guess when 60 seconds was up. 60 seconds of silence. Hardly ever does somebody get it. I mean, truly, hardly ever. Why? Because there's just something about silence. And especially today. If you want to realize how bad noise pollution is, just slow down and think of all the noises that are going around. Or if you're in the city, if you're in a town somewhere, a city, go in there and just stand on the street corner and listen to how much sound is going on and all the what we might call noise. I don't know if you call it noise pollution, but it's noise presence that is there. And so remember that about your own words and your own voice. Don't readily speak your mind. Just slow down. Don't reveal your foolishness. Let God give you the reputation of being a wise person. And you may not be any wiser, but even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise. And he that shutteth his lips is esteemed a man of understanding. Don't resist silence. There is a time to just be silent. And that time to be silent is a special thing that God gave us. So as believers, with the book, with these scriptural admonitions, let us remember, silence is golden.